Summer is a prime time to fire up a grill and cook burgers, chicken, and ribs with family and friends in your backyard. However, the people who produce the meat for these gatherings say that they're having a hard time due to the coronavirus pandemic. Before your meat sounds like this, it sounds like this.
Primarily, our beef cattle farmers here in Alabama have been impacted at the price level when they've gone to sell their cattle.
That's Brady Ragland. He's the commodity director for beef cattle for the Alabama Farmers Federation. According to the 2017 U.S. Census of Agriculture, Alabama has just over 20,000 beef cattle farms. He says farmers all across the country are taking a financial hit due to COVID-19.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association did a survey on industry-wide reported losses directly due to coronavirus upwards of $13 billion. That would be nationwide. Our producers would be, you know, right in the mix with that, experiencing those losses.
Shoppers in Alabama may have noticed the price of beef has gone up since the pandemic began. At first, this might look like good news for cattle producers, but Ragland says that isn't the case.
I say we, as in beef farmers, are still experiencing a price decline when they go to sell their cattle, and that's been a tremendous burden and a big hit to our producers here in Alabama.
Part of the problem comes from the large processing plants where the cattle are shipped to be prepared for the consumer. Erin Beasley is the executive vice president of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association. She says these plants were hit hard by the coronavirus.
The large processing plants that harvest cattle, you know, they employ thousands of individuals. And we did see the virus get into those large packing plants, and they were shut down for days and sometimes weeks at a time.
She says those plants go through a lot of cattle in a short period of time.
You know, we've got plants in this country that will harvest over 5,000 head of cattle a day. And so if they're closed for just a week, that compounds and really bottlenecks our industry.
That bottleneck causes problems for the producers here in Alabama.
And so we have a large number of cattle that are ready to be harvested that have not been harvested. And when all that happens, it trickles down to our state, which is at the beginning of the production chain.
In other words, if cattle are standing around waiting to be processed, Alabama's beef industry is losing money. When it comes to the prices farmers are getting for their cattle, Beasley says the problem comes from those at the top.
There are four companies that make up the packing industry for the most part, and they do have the ability to up the price at the retail side, and they also have a lot of control on the price of the live cattle. While consumers of our product saw that price going up, producers continue to see the depressed pricing.
Those four companies are Tyson Foods, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef. The cost of beef in stores and even in restaurants is going up, but that extra cost didn't mean money in the pockets of local farmers. Beasley says that her association decided to act.
It really wasn't adding up. You know, our efforts are for our producers, and we want our producers to get the top dollar that they can for the work they put into these cattle. Given the circumstances, what was happening at the retail market was complete opposite of what was happening at the live cattle side.
And Beasley says that investigation is still ongoing. Beef isn't the only meat being impacted by the pandemic. Poultry in Alabama is big business.
Yep, so the poultry industry in Alabama represents about a $15 billion industry for our state's economy.
That's Russ Durrance. He's the commodity director for poultry for the Alabama Farmers Federation.
We've got about 2,000 broiler farms. Broilers are your meat-type chickens that are going to the processing facility, obviously to be harvested for meat.
Durrance says Alabama poultry producers are taking a financial hit as well, but it isn't as bad as it could be. He says that's because the poultry industry is what is called vertically integrated.
Vertical integration basically means that the supplier controls everything from the hatchery that's hatching the chicks, that control the breeder farms who are laying eggs that go to that hatchery, to then become broilers, to then raise and take those and process them. It's not backyard poultry, kind of like beef cattle.
He says they have more protection when it comes to prices, too.
Our farmers are locked in at a price. So they are contracted in with their integrator for a specific price per pound for the meat that they bring to the market. So while you don't see the oversupply of birds, you know, in the market for them, they don't have to worry about price fluctuations in that nature.
Where they will feel the pinch comes in the number of flocks that they receive. Durrance says that farmers could lose around 20% of their income.
A normal poultry producer that's able to, you know, produce a flock of chickens in 45 days and then be out of birds for 14 to 21 days now might be out of birds from 21 days to 28 days. And they normally would be able to produce, you know, 4 to 5 flocks a year, and this year they may only get 3 to 4 flocks a year.
Beef cattle are sent to processing plants mostly in the Midwest. Chickens from Alabama are usually processed in the state. Durant says COVID-19 has slowed down the plants here, but not as bad as others.
The good news here in Alabama is we did not ever close any of our processing facilities. There were a few days where they ran at a much more reduced capacity than they normally run at. But they've taken social distancing measures and things like that in the plant. I wouldn't say that they're at 100%, but we're able to process an adequate number of birds now.
Recent trips to the supermarket will show that shelves in the meat sections will be fuller than they have been in recent weeks. Aaron Beasley with the Cattlemen's Association says it looks like life for the consumer is going back to normal.
I can't say that the price is going to be maybe what you're used to. It's still coming down, but it should be better than what it was maybe 2.5 to 3 weeks ago.
As for the farmers, the pandemic has no real end in sight. Beasley says that these producers feeling the financial strain of the pandemic have options for help. They can apply for help through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. Livestock eligible for CFAP include cattle, lambs, yearlings, and hogs. She says there are also efforts underway to get help from the state. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.